It's a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarny Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumper Bit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. And you can have your Sabre call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional and trust the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, you mob. We're going to jump straight in it and have a catch up and have a yarn with Ruby Wharton, Community Development Officer, and talk about the Queensland crackdown on youth crime doing more harm than good. On the line we have Ruby. Very good morning, my sister. How are you?
Morning.
Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yeah, my name's Ruby Wharton. I'm a Gumaroi and Kuma Yinna, originally from Cunnamulla, southwest Queensland, but I'm based here in Meanjin in so-called Brisbane.
Beautiful. Yeah, lovely footprint. Thank you very much. So talking about Queensland's crackdown on youth crime doing more harm than good. So give us your status on that, my sister.
Yeah, so I work for an organisation called Sisters Inside, and we're running a campaign called End Toxic Prison. Essentially, we're an abolitionist organisation. We don't believe that police and prisons are our first or any response to cracking down on crime.
Yes.
We don't believe that crime can be resolved through incarceration. We believe that it continues, and we see it daily, that it continues to follow generations within a family into a system like this.
And history has proven that. So what would you think, Ruby, would be plan B, or what would be the best ingredient?
Well, there are many nations that are leading the charge on what this can look like. In Hawaii at the moment, their youth prisons have zero young people and children incarcerated there, and that's just purely from the graces of community stepping up and taking on the ability and the responsibility to look after our young people and children. It takes a village to raise a child, and we believe that community is the solution, not incarceration and not prison.
So we should be taking a page out of their book then. I mean, and if it's working, then run with it. You know what I mean?
Most definitely. And we've just been in Cairns. We just came back from Cairns yesterday. And we met with a lot of groups and young people like Didge who are doing really great work within community and are just completely underfunded. It's programs like Didge that are running that are really, really great options.
So instead of putting money into building more correctional centres, put money into organisations like that. That'll be a good investment.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
That's exactly right, Trev. And there's $500 million that Labor government has pledged to build this youth prison.
Yeah.
And we believe that that money needs to be reinvested in the North Queensland community.
Yeah.
And community-led initiatives, First Nations-led initiatives. We are the solution to our problems. And our young people and children trust us before they trust any other people.
Well, exactly. And then we're talking, Ruby, black on black, aren't we?
Yeah.
That's and you can't beat
exactly
that, you know, you can't beat that. And there's going to be more, you say, money spent, and it's not spent, it's money invested in situations like that, where you've got a black organisation, youth work, and you mentioned Didge, you know, for example, and if they're doing a great job in that, well, put money into that, and they can spread their web and have more staff and more young black youth on board dealing with youth, and that can create the fantastic solution.
That's exactly right. And there are community members down in Yarrabah who are also doing really great work with their young people who are completely underfunded and under-resourced and are doing great work off of their own backs. It's these people that need to be, that Labor governments need to be talking to before they talk to Youth Justice Leanne Blinnard or the Minister for Corrections, Mark Bryan.
Yes.
This money is coming from Youth Justice, and that money is currently sitting with the Treasurer, who can allocate this money to community members and organisations across North Queensland that are working with young people and actually are proven that they can combat these things and have great outcomes. We know that here at Sisters Inside, we support generations of family members. We have people that have been in the system for their whole lives. And this is not a trajectory that our young people and kids and children in North Queensland deserve. We talk about ending deaths in custody. We talk about ending all of the trauma and the pain that our children come out of prison with and continue on with their lives. We need to actually address those things and create change, and we'll be able to end deaths in custody and other really traumatic and terrible things that we have to live with on the daily if we invest in community.
Exactly. And Ruby, when you look at it, 230-odd years, they've been running with whatever they've been running with. Well, it's not working. So you need to do something different. And then you look at, there's a total of 500 black deaths in custody, 500 plus. You know, things don't change if things don't change. So we need to look at a different option. And that's what you're saying, invest back in the community. So with this information, who do you take this information to as your organisation? Who are you talking at the ministry level?
Well, we're talking to everybody everybody who
yes.
will listen to us. We've had a conversation with Michael Healy. We've attempted to meet with Cynthia Louie. Mm. We have a meeting with other members in Parliament yes. whilst they're down here in Brisbane sitting over the course of next week.
Yes.
And most importantly, we're more focused on meeting with community members.
Exactly.
So that they can also come to these meetings. We're not
Well, they need to be at the table, front and centre, the community people, you know, the constituents, so to speak, of course.
That's exactly right. And that's exactly right. This needs to be community-led. It has to be community-led.
Yeah.
And they have to be at the table for this. And it's the politicians and those that hold positions within ministries' responsibility to be accountable to these communities
yes.
and those organisations and community members and actually do this groundwork that we're doing with this campaign.
Exactly.
It's not hard.
It's not hard. It's simple, isn't it?
Like
yes.
Each.
Yes.
It's very simple. All it takes is a Google or Facebook.
A phrase we run with, you know, KISS, you know, keep it simple, spunky, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, if that's the ingredient and it works, then run with it and invest money into it, you know?
That's exactly right, Trev. That's exactly right.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, thank you for your input there, and so very important, and good luck with it all. And thank you for yarning with Mob Up here in Cairns, and we're based here in Cairns, of course, Bumma Bipra. And it's about having the community at the table. If you look at it, we've got the answers to our problems, you know, the solutions to our problems. We just need to be front and centre, need to be heard, and then money's the tool. Put the money there to invest so we can make it happen.
Most definitely. Youth Justice has had a good crack, and unfortunately they don't produce the outcomes that community-led organisations do.
Mm.
And it's a great shame that the people in these ministries and in these departments aren't looking at these communities and the mob that you would know and love too, mate.
Yes.
Like, these are your own people that are doing great work, and this is the ministry's responsibility to go and find those people and support those people and, you know, reinvest in these communities.
And let's talk about the people who have been victims of crime. I mean, they're screaming as well. And we're talking about taxpayers' money here. That's the victim. That's their money, taxpayers' money here. So it hasn't worked for the last 230 years. So let's try something different. And let's try putting the money, invest into the organisations out there that are working with our youth. Yes.
That's it. And it's also not just a black problem.
That's right.
There are young white children that are also being infected by this and who would benefit from...
Yeah.
culturally informed, trauma-based methods and frames and solutions.
Exactly.
This is something that people are talking about safety. Victims of crimes talk about being safe.
Mm.
Locking children up is a short-term response.
Exactly.
It's
well, they come out, they do the same thing. Things don't change and things don't change. Swivel door.
Well, that's exactly right.
Exactly.
And these young people have all of the right logic in to not... wanting to come out of prison, feeling a kind of respect to this to the community when the community doesn't respect them.
Mm.
So if we can have that two-way street,
yes.
then things will change. And
yeah.
like people, we're not a disrespectful people. You know that, right?
Well, exactly.
Like, First Nations people are the most caring, respectful people that you'll ever find.
Well, you look at that $500 million. Let's even talk half of that, $250 million. Try and invest that. And see how you go. You know what I mean? That's saving the taxpayers' money, $250 million. But then that money could be so invested so well that we can bring the crime numbers down and empower our young ones.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it. And politicians and ministries and other people in power are talking about early intervention. A prison is not early intervention.
No, that's right.
Programs that build relationships is early intervention. And that should be the focus of everybody.
Exactly. Well, we're on the same page, Ruby. Thank you very much for your yarn. Yes. And big shout out to your deadly sisters there. Keep doing what you're doing. And we'll talk soon, sister.
Thank you, Trev. Thank you for your time.
Take care, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. That's Ruby. Ruby Warden, Community Development Officer, and talking about the Queensland crackdown on youth crime doing more harm than good. And look, food for thought. There it is. You know, what has been they have been doing for the last 230 odd years hasn't changed. And investing in more prisons, probably, not a good thing. More harm than good. So in regards to, let's try something different. And, different organisations out there, youth organisations, invest in that. Give it a shot. Invest in psychologists. Invest in motivational speakers at school. I don't know, all the above. But try something different. Have your say in Yana Strong. Enter the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.